This is episode number 8, and today we're talking all about how to stop feeling unworthy.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started.
So good to be back on Taking Back Your Power. I'm so glad you have joined me for today's episode. I just want to let you guys know very quickly that the reason I haven't been uploading these past couple of weeks is that I have been working on a very serious and huge project. This is probably the biggest project of my life, and I'm so excited to let you guys know what that is in about a week or so when I finally launch it. Some of you on Instagram do know what it is. I have talked a little bit about it. But for those of you who don't know what it is, please keep your eyes and ears open and follow me on Instagram for if I go on live and when I finally make the big announcement. But I'm just so excited about this. This is such a big step in my journey and in everything I've worked on and what I've been wanting to build for years. And I'm just so excited that it is finally coming into fruition. And no, it is not a book. My book will be out sometime, but not anytime soon. This is something so much, I mean, for me, it's so much more fun than a book, but this is just something that I have been pouring my heart and soul into, and I know it is going to be so very beneficial to a lot of you. I know it's going to help so many of you, and that is my hope and my dream, that it helps as many people as possible. So keep your eyes out on that. Of course, I'm going to announce it here on the podcast and on my Instagram and on YouTube in a video. So if you don't follow me on YouTube or Instagram or any of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, all my links are always below in the description of these podcasts. So feel free to reach out to me there and we'll connect. So that's basically where I've been. But today, I want to talk about a topic that I have been asked so much about. And that is feeling unworthy, feeling like you're not worthy of love, of living your dreams, of being happy. You just feel some kind of guilt or like something weighing on top of you, some kind of dead weight on you that's telling you that you don't deserve to live your dream life, or you don't deserve to have success or love or whatever it is that your little heart desires in this world. And I'm going to be honest with you, for me, feeling unworthy was a huge problem for me as well. And it's something that every day I have to work on. Just like confidence, just like self-love, it's something that you have to cultivate and work on every single day of your life. It is something that, of course, it does come naturally for more people and it comes easily for others. But for some of us, we actually have to work towards it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with having to grow and cultivate and work on something as important as self-love, confidence, and feeling worthy. So I know a lot of you out there struggle with self-worth. And that's why in my videos, in the content I put out, I always make sure to stress that your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. Your worth is dependent on you, on your soul, on who you are within. You are the creator of your worth. And all of the worth that you are expecting the world or other people to give to you or say you are worthy is all inside. You hold the power and the key to all of that worth that you are trying to find outside, externally, extrinsically. Everything is within. You don't have to get it from anyone else. You don't have to buy it in a bottle. You don't have to take pills for it. You can create your worth. You are the one who decides your worth, and nobody can take your worth away from you, and no one can tell you if you're worthy or not, as long as you take control of it. So you're asking, how do I take control of my worth? How, if I am just so depressed and I am just so weighed down by this feeling that I'm not worthy of anything, I feel guilty if I want something or I feel like I don't deserve something, how can I control that? Well, you have to go within. You have to become introspective. With anything there is in life, you need to be introspective and go within for the answers. The answers you seek are always within. If anything, I can tell you, and I've been reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and I am absolutely in love with it. It's a great book, and it's definitely made me more aware of my present circumstances and being in the present and just who I am right now in the moment. And it's so empowering, and it's so relaxing, and it's just, it gives me this sense of peace that I have struggled to find throughout my life. And one of the main points in that book is that you have to go searching within. You already have everything you need within, and that's something that I've always believed in. I've been such a firm believer that nothing will ever be enough externally than what I have within. What I have within, or what you have within, is absolutely priceless. You can't put a price tag on it. You can't sell it. You can't buy it. It is something that you have within that is a bigger treasure than anything you could ever have, or anything material you could ever buy. So we have to be still and become more introspective in order to truly go inwards. Because if we're always around people, if we're always around a ton of noise, or we're letting our thoughts get in the way, we're never going to get down into our core. And that's why I think it's so important to meditate, not only to feel good about yourself and just to feel more peaceful and relaxed, but also to quiet the noise around us and within us. We have two selves. We have the I am part of our soul, and we also have the myself, I. And once we realize that the self and the I am are two different things, then we can learn to disconnect from the whole self, which that is a whole nother episode in and of itself. But basically, all I'm trying to tell you guys is that when you quiet down, when you meditate, when you take quiet time just to be present, close your eyes and just feel your breathing and things like that, things that will ground you and center you and keep you in the present moment, that is when you can most be introspective. So ask yourself these questions one day. You know, you can just lie down in your bed, close your eyes, and just start deep breathing. And you could do a guided meditation before this, but preferably try to have some quiet time to yourself. Just try to be still for about 20 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. Just do something to try to center and clear your mind and clear your thoughts. And start asking yourself these questions after this whole session is, what determines your worth? What are the things that you believe are determining your worth? What is it that is determining whether you're worthy or unworthy? You could say income, you could say your physical looks, you could say it's how much you weigh, you could say what you own, you can say how many friends you have, you can say what your resume looks like or what your job is. You could say a ton of things that determine your worth. You can say so many things determine your worth, but what you have to do is figure out what. For different people, there's different things. For me personally, I think what determines somebody's worth is how good they are to other people and how much value they bring to other people and just what kind of positive impact or what kind of impact they have on this earth. That for me determines somebody's worth. It's all inward. It's all who they are as a being instead of what they have. But of course, there's different levels and different facets to this. For me, I can't just point blank and say, oh, this determines your worth, because everyone's different. Everyone has different abilities. Everyone has different opportunities. I can't automatically attach a value of worth on somebody, if that makes sense. But you have something that you might have, some kind of framework or a standard that you go by when determining if somebody's worthy or not, or if they're worth it or not worth it. And you have the same standards for yourself. It could be a little different for you than it is than the ones you have for other people, but all you need to do is figure out what those standards are. What determines your worth? And I want you to figure it out for yourself. Don't worry so much about what you think of other people, but what do you think determines your own personal worth? You can write these down, maybe journal them out just in case you're unclear. And then you need to ask yourself after you see these written down, perhaps in a list form or whatever, bullet points, ask yourself, why do these things determine my worth? What is it about wealth, fame, notoriety, experience, whatever it is, amount of friends you have, your family, maybe even skin color for some of you? I know a lot of people, for me, it's completely insane that this is why people see themselves as less than and more than somebody else. But maybe you can. I mean, be honest with yourself. Maybe you think you are superior to others because of where you're from or your skin color or the language you speak or who your parents are or your last name. I mean, if that's you, be honest with yourself. That's you. If you think that makes you more worthy or less worthy, just say it. It could be the fact that you're single. That's a reason why you feel unworthy. You feel like nobody loves you. You feel like you're not worthy of love. You feel like you need somebody else to validate your existence. And the fact that you are attractive to somebody else makes you more worthy. Maybe you do believe that, and that's fine. Be honest. Always be self-aware of these things. But the important thing is to always question your belief systems. Question these standards. Why do you have these standards? Why do you believe this? Maybe your parents instilled in you from when you were young that you needed to have a certain GPA and a certain type of grades or a certain type of look, or you needed to be popular or play this sport or whatever that they might have instilled on you. Maybe your parents, your friends, your neighbors, your teachers, whoever. And figure out, this is why I believe this, because I was taught this from an early age, or whenever I was young, this happened. So I equate love with worth, or I equate being desirable to men or women as being worthy of love, wealth, and privilege. And it could have stemmed from different experiences, but all you have to figure out is why you attribute worth to these things. And then question, do you give others power over your self-worth? So if this is me writing these things down, I'm writing down what determines my worth, what I believe determines my worth, not the politically correct thing to say or not what everyone wants to hear, because this is ultimately just going to stay between you and the sheet of paper you're writing this on. But you just want to be clear, be honest and open with yourself. What do you think determines your worth? So I'm going to write down, I think being inwardly beautiful determines worth. So I'll write that down, and then I'll write down, why do these things determine my worth? Why did I allow these to determine worth? And I'll say, because nice people are ultimately nice to other people, and good people deserve good things in life. And then finally, I'll ask, do I give others power over my own self-worth? So ask yourself, do I give others power over my self-worth? So do I depend on other people to make me feel valuable, to make me feel attractive, to make me feel loved? Do I expect these things from other people? Be completely honest with yourself when asking these questions and answering these questions. And feel free to write these down. I think it's always important to write things down, to have a journal or somewhere to keep track of your thoughts and be able to refer back to the things that you used to write down or refer back to how you used to be. And for me, keeping journals and writing down my progress and just my thoughts and my mindset changes has been a huge, huge help to just seeing how much I've grown into growing and working on myself and building a future, because I look back and I see how much I've grown as a person, how my mindset has gotten better, gotten stronger, and just how much I have improved. And that's really something that motivates me to continue on and continue working on myself and to not strive for perfection, but to strive for improving upon my past self and bettering myself and being better than Isabel in the past, or Isabel 5 months ago, or Isabel a year ago, or Isabel 5 years ago. Which is why I always tell you guys to journal out your thoughts, journal out anything you're working on, your inner self, and write notes from any books you're reading. And I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but just a little side note. This is why I'm asking you to please write down every single thing that you learn about yourself, and just journaling, writing out your thoughts really helps you become clear on who you are, helps you become more self-aware, helps you see the inner workings of your mind in a tangible reference on a sheet of paper. So any issues you may be going through, any issues you may have, any problems you may have within yourself, you can write them out, and that way you can confront them more readily and they'll be easier to find solutions to. So after we've written all this down and we've become really clear on what determines our worth, what we feel determines our worth, why these things determine our worth, why we attach so much power to these things over our worth, and if we give our power, externalize our power, our own power, are we giving that away to other people? And you guys know I'm all about taking back your power. That is the name. That is the whole premise of this podcast, is taking back your power from external circumstances, because our power has always been within. Just like in The Wizard of Oz, when Glinda told Dorothy, "You had all the power within, my dear. Not the Wicked Witch of the West, not anything else. You had the power within you." And that is when Dorothy really, really was able to find her way. And everything worked out for her when she realized her power, which is why I need to watch The Wizard of Oz again. It is just one of those movies, just like The Lion King. It has so many life lessons, and they put it in a really fun Disney format, and I learned so much from these movies. And yes, I know, Wizard of Oz is not a Disney movie. It's by MGM, but you guys know what I mean. These really fun kids movies that always have a feel-good message to them, but really teach us some deep life lessons, and we don't even know it. Teach you about the law of attraction, teach you about confidence, teach you about finding yourself, knowing yourself, your power within. It's pretty amazing. Makes you wonder why a lot of us don't dive deep into these things when we're kids. Maybe when I have kids, I'm going to show them these movies and really deep dive into the life lessons that they have in them. And my kids will enjoy watching them, and they'll actually get something out of it, because when I was little, I thought The Lion King was just a cute movie about lions. Not really, but you guys get what I mean. When we are kids, we really don't understand the deepness of these movies and why it's so important to dive into them. So after going off on our little tangent, let's get on with some tips that I have with feeling unworthy, because I'm telling you guys, your worth comes from within. And once you realize that, the fact that you are realizing this and that you know this makes it all the easier to harness that power, to cultivate it, to take it back. I mean, you don't have to take it back from anyone. It's been inside you since you were born. But to actually harness the power and no longer give it away is what we're going to do. So these tips are very practical. There's nothing superly or overly spiritual or enlightening about these. These are just very practical tips, because you guys know I like to take spirituality, self-help, self-growth, and turn it into practical things that we can practice in our everyday lives. And from that, we build habits. And by working on these things every day and keeping these things in mind, you are working on yourself at the same time, and also cultivating the right mindset to becoming a more confident, more powerful, and just an all-around better you. So tip number one, we're going to start putting ourselves first. So put yourself first. And I know this can be easier said than done, and it can be very difficult for some of you, especially if you're a parent, you have children, you have a significant other, and you're very, very in love, and you care about them deeply, and you feel like you have to put their needs above your own. Or just if you're in a situation where you're in a relationship with another human or other humans, and you feel like you have to give them more than you give yourself. Now, understand there is absolutely nothing wrong, nothing selfish about putting your needs and your well-being first. You could be the best parent in the world and still be able to put your needs and your well-being and your happiness first. because you can't pour from an empty cup. And you may think, I am very devoid of self-love, of self-worth. I don't have time for myself, but I am a great mother, father, partner, brother, sister, family member, best friend. And I'm always giving to others more than I give myself. I'm not saying that you're an empty cup and that, you know, obviously you are full of love, which is why you're pouring out love to other people. You are overflowing with love. But also, if you're raising children and you're not in touch with your self-worth, or you're constantly putting others first and your children are seeing that, they're seeing that you're giving so much love away to your significant other, your partner, your children, to them, whatever, they're going to grow up thinking that love equals putting yourself last, or love equals sacrificing your self-worth or your self-love for others. And we don't want to teach our children that. We don't want to teach our little boys and our little girls that in order to be a loving or a lovable person, we have to be void of self-love and self-worth, which is a good perspective to look at if you're a parent. You want to put that energy towards yourself so that your kids grow up seeing a well-rounded, self-worthy parent as a good role model. You always have to think of it that way, because you can be giving so much love to others or giving so much love to your partners and neglecting yourself. And in the end, it's going to be a negative impact on others and on you, of course, because you can only give so much. And if you're not giving back to yourself, then you're eventually going to run dry, run out of the energy, the fuel, because there's no more source. Where is the source going to provide from? You need to take care of your well-being first. Your mental health is paramount. You can't let go of your mental health and expect to have a happy, loving, fulfilled life. You have to understand that your cup has to be full in order to fully give positive energy and love to others around you. And if you are a selfless person and you think that this is a selfish way of being, think of it this way. If you are not at your best, you cannot positively impact others. If you are hurt or you are ill, you will negatively impact the ones you love. So by taking care of yourself, you are taking care of those around you as well, because your loved ones want to see you healthy and happy. And you have to do that for yourself first. And that way everyone around you will benefit. Because a healthy, happy, loving human being is only going to give more love and health and peace and goodness to those around them. So figure out if you're putting yourself first or putting yourself last, or you're not doing enough for yourself as you think you should. And for many of you, this answer just popped into your head the second I said, put yourself first, because many of you probably feel like you're not putting yourself first, and you know it, and you know it's affecting you. So how do you do this? How do you put yourself first? You don't worry so much about what's going on around you. And like I said, if you're a selfless person, you're really into your family, your relationships, it's hard. But you need to find something to disconnect you from others and be more centered, being in tune with yourself. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing or what everyone is going to say or what people are going to approve of or disapprove of, or just what other people's opinions are going to be about you or your choices. You need to disconnect from that for a little bit and start saying, maybe instead of going out with my friends this weekend or doing this for my significant other, I'll just take a day off and do what I like to do. Read a book, go shopping, get my nails done. It doesn't even have to involve anything like that. It could just be sitting at home and watching a movie you like, or journaling, or doing yoga, or going for a walk. It could be something so simple. But try to think before you do something for somebody else or just making a decision in life. Ask yourself, how is this going to impact me? Is this going to have a positive or a negative impact on me? Or am I doing this to please other people? When you start putting yourself first, you stop putting so much emphasis on others. So other people, or what other people may think of you, or external circumstances, can no longer put so much heavy weight on you. You are putting the power back into you, putting the focus back into yourself, and not so much in a greedy narcissistic way, but in a how can I get better in a self-improvement kind of way. As long as you make your well-being and your mental health the main focus, that is how you start taking the power away, taking the power back from those external circumstances. No matter how your life may be going at this moment, no matter what just happened to you, no matter what bad things are happening, when you make that decision to put your well-being first, all the decisions you make, you're going to make consciously. They're not just going to happen to you. Life won't just happen to you. You will be taking control and you will be creating your life. Because before you make any decision, you're going to be asking yourself, is this good for me or not? Which brings me on to my second tip, and that is to learn to say no. Don't be afraid to disappoint. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, I'm sorry, I can't. Don't be afraid of what somebody might think of you or letting somebody else down. Don't think of it that way. Don't be such a people pleaser. Because when we're a people pleaser, we're subconsciously, you might not think it. You might think, oh, well, I just want to be a good friend. But you're subconsciously putting your worth into somebody else's hands because you're saying, I'm going to be a good person so that this person will think highly of me, or my friends will like me, or my family will think good of me. And that's not good, because you're putting your worth, how you feel about yourself, in another person's hands. So you might feel bad about saying no, but is it really because you feel bad about saying no, or is it because you just don't want to look bad to other people, or you don't want to let anyone down? I promise you, if you say no to somebody, if you can't make it to something, there's only one of you. You can't make yourself be so expendable you can do everything and please everyone on earth. But when you learn to say no to things that aren't good for you or that you just didn't want to do, it's okay if you don't want to do something. If it's absolutely unnecessary, if you don't have to do it, if your life or your well-being or your finances or whatever doesn't depend on it, don't be afraid of saying no. Don't be afraid of being out of the crowd and separating yourself from the crowd. Don't be afraid to say no to societal constructs or the molds that society wishes to put you in, or a timeline that people want you to follow, or this imaginary life checklist that we have to follow. Don't be afraid to say, no, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to study this, or I'm not going to go into this career path. Or don't be afraid to say, no, I'm not going to be in a relationship with them. Don't be afraid to say, no, I don't like you. I don't want to date you. I don't see you in my future. Don't lie to yourself. Don't do things just because it's expected of you or you want to please other people, because you're putting an unnecessary amount of pressure on yourself to do things that aren't going to make you happy or fulfilled in the end. Because when we say yes to things that we truly don't want or deep down we know are not good for us, it ends up hurting us in the end. It might be okay in the moment for a little while after, but as time goes by, if we make huge decisions because we're afraid of disappointing others, or we're afraid that we're going to earn somebody else's disgust or disrespect or disregard, or we're going to earn somebody's hate, then we're never going to live life on our terms, and we're always going to be waiting for somebody externally to tell us good job, or somebody externally to say good thing you did this, or somebody to congratulate us for doing what's expected of us. You don't have to do what's expected of you. Just follow your intuition. You know deep down what's right for you. And I know for a lot of people, they're quick to say, but we have to be responsible and we have to do things this way because this is how you become successful and this and that. Well, I'm here to tell you that success and happiness are not destinations. You can go through highs and lows in life and there and back to hell and back and go wherever, and you can still find success along the way. Success is very, very personal. Success is a very, very personal thing, because what success is to you cannot be success to somebody else. It could be very similar, but ultimately, success and happiness, what somebody else's happiness, doesn't mean it's going to be your happiness. So stop trying to say yes to people or to things that you don't agree with. just because you want to follow the crowd, just because you want to fit in, just because you want approval. Because these things aren't good for you. You know what's not good for you. And in the end, you're not going to be happy with the decisions that you made because you were making them for somebody else. Then your self-esteem is going to tank. Your self-worth is going to tank. Your happiness, your joy, your peace, they're going to go away because you made decisions at haste just to please other people. And I know this might seem like it's completely off topic, but understand that when you make decisions not based on what you want or what you know is right for you or what's best for you, then you start living your life for somebody else or living your life according to what society wants. And that really messes you up. Trust me. That really makes you feel unworthy. Because when things don't work out the way other people wanted them to work out for you, and you find yourself in a career or in a relationship and it's not going well, and you feel deep down, I should have done something. And I don't believe in regrets. I believe you should own your decisions and believe that everything happens for a reason. But also, I want to save you from that, from making it a poor decision that hurts you in the long run because you were too afraid to disappoint others. And unworthiness often comes from dissatisfaction in your own life. You feel unsatisfied in something in some way. And I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to feel like you chose your life. Even if it wasn't the best decision, you chose it and you made a conscious decision to make this choice. It might not have worked out, but at least it's what you wanted in the moment, nobody else. That way you can say, at least I'm in charge of my life. Because people who are truly in charge of their life and in control of their life and are truly making conscious decisions and are living their life freely and authentically to themselves don't have a lingering feeling of unworthiness. They feel like they create what they're worthy of. They create their worth. So anything they do in life is theirs already. If they want it, it's because it's meant to be theirs. If the universe, if your soul, if your higher self put something, a desire in you, it means that it is for you. So don't back down from what you truly want and what you truly believe is best for you. Don't ever back down from that. Don't be afraid to disappoint. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, no, I don't want to do that, because it's your life, nobody else's. Which takes me on to my third point, and that is to give to yourself what you are expecting from others. And I already kind of touched upon this, but we expect so much from other people. We expect other people to tell us we're beautiful, we're smart, we're talented, we're capable, we're lovable, we're attractive, we're successful. We expect everyone else, our partners, our friends, our family, everyone else has to tell us these things. Or for some reason, we don't feel like we are these things. If nobody recognizes what we're doing, if nobody congratulates us, if nobody tells you good job or just admires you in any way or acknowledges you in any way, we feel like we are non-existent, we're not worthy, we're not good enough, and we feel like we're never going to be good. We feel like just because nobody else could tell us these things that we're not so. And that goes along with the whole thing of, why does everyone want to be famous? Not everyone, but why do people think that being a famous writer or a famous poet or famous this or famous that automatically means success, happiness, greatness? Just because other people recognize it does not mean it is significantly so. Because a lot of the people who are successful or famous or whatever have a lot of yes men or yes people around them. People who just tell them things because they're powerful and they have money and they're famous or whatever. People that tell them yes, because if they tell them no, they're afraid of being kicked out of their inner circle or being ostracized. So these people are automatically surrounded with yes men who are just pumping up their ego. And you don't want that. You don't want to get to that point where you need people to tell you, yes, good job, all the time, constantly, just to feed your ego. Because that means that you are separating from your true self. Your ego is getting in the way. So when people tell us, oh, you're so pretty, good job, this and that, Your ego is just eating that up. Your ego is getting bigger and larger and larger and blocking your true self, your higher self. It is blocking your connection to your higher self. And what happens when we put so much emphasis on other people, when we put so much power in other people's hands? What happens when these people go away, when they're not around, when we get older, when we lose money, when we're not as beautiful or as rich or as famous or as loved as we were? We're left with nothing. We're empty. So what does that tell you? What do you have to do? All these things that you're expecting from other people, you need to start giving to yourself. So stop thinking that just because you're not in a relationship, you're not worthy of love. Stop thinking because you don't have this much money in your bank account, you're not worthy of just anything. You're not worthy of happiness. Stop thinking that because you don't have certain things in your life, you're just not worthy of anything. Just because you're not pretty doesn't mean you're not worthy of a relationship. Just because you're not smart doesn't mean you're not worthy of a good career. Just because you're not old doesn't mean that you're not worthy of consideration and having your voice heard. You have to give yourself what it is that you expect from other people. And stop expecting so much from others. Stop expecting people to understand you. Stop expecting people to agree with you. Stop expecting people to respect you. Because at the end, what really matters is how you view yourself. And if you respect yourself, if you love yourself, if you praise yourself, if you acknowledge yourself. Because once that happens, once you get all that from within, and you already have those things within, you might think you don't remember the last time you were proud of yourself, or you loved yourself, or you felt worthy. But you have all those things within. You have it. It's just society has told you that you need to wait for a pat on the back to feel good about yourself, to be happy, to be confident, to feel at peace, to have worth. Society, the way we were brought up, we have to have an A on our paper in order to be told we're smart, that we're doing good in life, that we're succeeding, that we are the best. We have to wait for a medal or a degree or whatever it is. These external symbols, these meaningless pieces of paper and things and whatever. We have this insane mindset, this insane dream state, like in the Four Agreements, which I'm also reading right now. It's really amazing. I love it. We're in this dream state, this dream that tells us that these things somehow magically create us. They create our worth, who we are as human beings, who we are as souls. And that's completely false. So instead of waiting for all these things from other people, for somebody else's love to make us feel loved, to make us feel good about ourselves, instead, start giving that to yourself. Start patting yourself on the back. Start using positive affirmations. Tell yourself you are worthy every single day, that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of peace, of joy, of excitement, of adventure. But you need to give yourself the seeds to those things. They're not just going to fall out of the sky. You have to give it to yourself first. If you want something, you have to get it first. Stop waiting for others to give it to you. Stop expecting others to give you what you can give to yourself. If you want to go on a trip, start saving money. Stop expecting somebody to say, poor me, I can never travel. Everyone else can travel and I can't. Why is that? Maybe you need to take your life into your own hands. If you want to live your dream life, if you want your dream career, if you want to do what other people don't do, or you want to have what other people don't have, you have to do what other people won't do. You have to put in the work when it comes to building your spirit, your career, whatever it is that you find that makes you happy or gives you fulfillment. You have to work on those things and cultivate them every single day. And I'm going to be honest with you. Don't make this your end goal. But whenever you start living your life authentically and you're just a happy, radiating, beaming ray of light in life, people are going to be drawn to you. People are going to be drawn to your light. People are going to praise you. People are going to tell you how amazing you are. And that comes with the territory of becoming your best self and just becoming a glowing, confident, radiating human. But don't make that your end game. Don't do things because you want recognition from others. Don't become the best or work hard just because you want other people to recognize that in you. Do it because it fulfills you. Fulfillment, self-fulfillment, self-love is what will ultimately give you self-worth. It will make you feel worthy. All of that from the self. It's all within. Now this brings me to my fourth tip. That is to stop expecting so much. Stop expecting so much, not only from others and from your life, but from yourself. Stop expecting some kind of perfection, this unattainable perfection. And understand that if you're comparing yourself to other people, which is a huge reason why you might be feeling unworthy, is that you see other people and you see all that they have, and you think that they're some kind of superhuman entities that are faultless, that are absolutely perfect, whether it be their physical self or their money or their career, whatever, you might think that they're absolutely flawless. And understand, nobody is flawless. I have so many imperfections. I have so many flaws. I know everyone in my life. I know their flaws. Nobody's perfect. Everyone has insecurities. The problem is when people allow those insecurities to take over them. And people allow their flaws to take over them. And understand that you don't have to be perfect in order to be great and happy and wonderful and happy with yourself. You don't have to have the perfect body. You don't have to have the perfect face. You don't have to have the perfect lifestyle to be happy and fulfilled. When you let go of that expectation of perfection, you'll find that you have so many unique qualities that nobody else has in this world. You have your own unique characteristics, your own unique life path. You have your own unique past, your own unique future and destiny. You have so much uniqueness within you. You have so much power, so much beauty within you, and you don't even know it because you're being stuck on things that are wrong with you. You are stuck on what's wrong with your life instead of focusing on what's good with your life. Instead of focusing on your powers, on your strong points, on your positive qualities, and taking those positive qualities and harnessing in on them, you need to figure out what it is that you're really good at, what nobody else has. Figure out your unique qualities. And you might think, oh, well, everyone can do this and anyone can do that. There's nothing special about me, blah, 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 blah. I've heard it all. I've heard people tell me the silliest reasons why they feel bad about themselves, or they feel like they're low in confidence or they're unworthy. And I just sit back and I think, well, if only you knew the things that are wrong with me. If only you knew. I have insecurities like everyone else. I have self-doubt. Sometimes I don't feel like getting out of bed. Sometimes I don't have motivation. Sometimes I'm not inspired. Sometimes I get depressed. I'm a human. But when I feel these things, I don't let them overcome me like I used to in the past. When I start feeling down, I meditate. I pray. I journal out my thoughts. I focus in on the present moment. And then I get to work. I say, Isabel, what can we do today to get better, to feel better? What can we do right now to make our lives a little better? Maybe I need to take a break. Maybe I need to work harder. That's up to your own discretion. That's up to who you are and your life and what's going on in your life. You can't look at what other people are doing and then say, oh, I'm such a loser because I'm not doing any of that, or I'm doing this, or I'm stuck in a 9-to-5 and they're living their dreams. No, don't do that, because no matter what, we're always going to have some kind of level of unfulfillment. It's part of being human. It's part of the human experience. And if we didn't feel these things, we wouldn't have the desire to be better. If we were just completely 100% happy with our current circumstances and we didn't feel insecurity, we wouldn't get better. Just like fear is important for evolution. Fear, adapting to changes and adapting to what makes us scared, is why we have evolved so many thousands of years as a species. And that's why so many other species have existed on this earth, because of changing and wanting to better themselves because they were thrown into an environment. So they had to grow different attributes, physical attributes, mental attributes, in order to survive in their current environment. And that's how you have to think of yourself. If you have a shortcoming somewhere, it's because you need to either work on that shortcoming or work on your strong points and make your strong points so powerful that your shortcomings can't have power over your strong points. So focus on your positives, and when you give more energy and more focus on what you're good at, what you're bad at doesn't matter anymore because you've figured out how to take your strengths, harness your strengths, cultivate your strengths, grow them, and then make them your superpower. You can use any facet, take any facet of your personality and turn it into your superpower. And that's all about being self-aware and agreeing and accepting that you're never going to be perfect. You're always going to have flaws. You're always going to have weaknesses. It's part of being human. But what's important is taking what you're good at, making it super, super powerful, making it your career, making it your paycheck, making it your passion. And that's when you truly become unstoppable. And as long as you're working on that and cultivating and changing and growing, you will be unstoppable. So stop expecting so much from other people. Expect it from yourself. Give yourself what it is you expect from others. Become your best self. Be fearless in your pursuit of your superpower. And you'll see just how amazing your life will get. You will feel a huge weight lifted off yourself, and other people's opinions and other people's actions or what other people say or do in accordance to you will no longer have so much weight either. So you'll be living a nice, airy, happy, weightless existence just as long as you become conscious of these expectations and you get rid of them because they're not serving you. And finally, my tip number 5. It's not a tip, it's just a reminder, and I want to ingrain this in your head. Guys, you are worthy. You are so worthy. Whether you have to say it to yourself every single day and just drill it in your head, use positive affirmations. Understand you are worthy of a happy life. You are worthy of happiness in this very moment. What is stopping you right now in this present moment of feeling worthy? You are worthy of love. You are worthy of respect. You are worthy of beauty. You're worthy of joy. The key is to take that worthiness, that self-worth, find it, grasp it, cultivate it, work on it every single day. Make it your goal, make it your dream, make it your mission to feel self-worth. What anyone has told you, how anyone has treated you, how anyone has been with you, or what they've told you, or their opinions of you has more to say about those people than it does about you. You just focus on being the most positive, vibrant, energetic, happy, go-getting, hustling, positive, wonderful creature and being on this planet. You'll see how everything will fall into line. Everything will be rigged in your favor because you decided to just go for it and live your life unapologetically. Stop waiting for a permission slip to live your life and live your dreams. Just do what you want. Do what sets your heart on fire. Live your life on your own terms. Stop feeling like you have to make other people proud of you or seek the approval of others. The only approval you need is within you right now in this very moment. And you have the power to reach in and grab it and take control of your life and live the life of your dreams. I promise you guys, it's not easy. It's not going to happen from one day to the next, but it is truly, truly worth it. You have everything you need. Listen carefully. You have everything you need right now in this moment within you. You don't need anyone else. You don't need anything else. You just need you. and all the wonderful, unique qualities, all the wonderful, unique attributes, the whole shebang of your entire personality, that is all you need to be happy, successful, and fulfilled in this very moment. And that's all there is to it. You don't need anyone else. You don't need approval. You don't need anything or anyone else. It is all within you. When you realize that, you will be unstoppable. So thank you, my love, so much for joining me on today's episode, on this week's episode. And I hope this helped you. I hope this empowered you. And please be sure to share my podcast with any friends, family, anyone who you feel should listen to the message that we are pouring out here on Taking Back Your Power. And also, please be sure to follow me on social media. The links are down below. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I upload frequently every week, so please be sure to follow me on there so we can connect. And that's where I take all my requests. On Instagram especially is where I take requests for this podcast and any future episodes. So this was actually a highly requested topic on Instagram, so I decided instead of making a video about it, I would just chill out here in front of my microphone and talk to you guys about this topic because I feel very passionate about this. So thank you guys so much for joining me in today's episode. Please tune back in next week. And always remember, no matter who you are in life, no matter what you may look like, no matter how old you are, no matter what your present circumstances are, or your job, or how your career is going, always remember this. Your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. I don't just repeat this for granted, guys. It's the truth. So, I love you guys so very much. I'll be back here next episode. Bye-bye.